Shir number 64, continuing Mechayves Halavavah, Shehar Bitachon, Perek Dalid, and he's giving practical advice in how one achieves Bitachon and practices Bitachon in Negiah to his wealth and his assets. So, Mechayves Halavavah continues, V'yeshnam gam anoshim, and there are people that the reason why they toil and they put an effort to amass wealth and to continue to grow that wealth, the reason is because they love honor and glory. And they want to make a name for themselves through their riches. So as much money as they never have enough because they're feeding into kavod. There's never enough kavod. You can always be bigger. The more money you have, the more kavod you'll get. And what's their outlook? The bigger their net wealth, so says the Chayvus Halavavus, this outlook on life, this outlook, hishtus mitzidam, is total foolishness. V'hinayvas mimashahem mechusre yediya, mahem garme akavod amitiyam v'ilamazeh v'ilamaba. And where does it stem from? It stems from their lack of knowledge. And what truly is what brings the true kavod, true honor, true respect. Not only in Eilam Hazeh, but in Eilam Abba as well. And obviously, that's going to be Torah and Mitzvahs. Why do they make this mistake? Because they see Lamaiza, the people, honor wealthy people. And therefore, one who sees it externally will see that if the Hamoinam, regular people, receive respect, so too, I want to receive that respect and that covet and that honor. And the more money I have, the more I'll get that. Just because people honor rich people is not something one should learn from or extrapolate from that rich people actually deserve covet. You want to know why people usually respect rich people? The real reason that people give respect and covet to rich people is because really they're jealous and they desire the wealth. And they figure that if they'll give covet to this rich person and they'll create some type of relationship with them, become close to them, they'll get some of that money too. And they flatter them. They want to get a piece of the wealth by flattery. Says the Chayvus Halavavus, if regular people had any sense, that truthfully rich people can't give anyone any money, unless, as we've said over and over, Hashem has decided the person should get it. And it's not even in their ability not to give, except if it's someone that Hashem doesn't want it to happen. So therefore, by flattering them, trying to get close to them, is not going to get you any more money than you were supposed to get. Because if you were supposed to get the money from this rich person, you get it anyways. And if you're not, he can't give it to you. And if regular people would understand that, they would only depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they would not depend on anyone but Hashem. So if that's true, so then who is deserving of honor? Who's deserving of honor? Except if we're talking about someone who is misbalet, it's evident, it's clear, it's sticking out. The Milas Mishubachis that Hashem gave him. Asher Biglalin Hu Roish HaBaris Baruch Yichaber Yisai. The people who should get honor are the people who Hashem would honor them himself. K'mo Shekasuv Ki Mechabdai Akabeid. Hashem says, those who respect me are the ones that I will give respect. And if I will give them respect, so that's the people that you should be respecting. Now, just to talk about two nekudos here, and what the Chayvus HaLevava said. And the first thing is, the understanding that a rich person, or any person, can't give more money, or any money, depending on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So there's a beautiful story from the Klai Zimmiger Rebbe Zichroina Livracha. It's a fundraising story. He said over the name of his Zayda, the Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe, not long ago, we were at his kever in the city of Eel in Hungary. And the Yismach Moshe was the god of Adar, and he had a yeshiva who needed money. And his son was a rabbi, and asked his father permission to fundraise from the Hasidim. And the Yismach Moshe told him, I'll let you go on one condition. And that is only if you believe, with full faith, that Hashem is the one who supports the yeshiva, no matter how little or how much anyone gives you. If you don't have emunah in your heart, then you're going to end up being a big Sayni Yisrael. Because you're going to blame people who don't donate, and you're going to look how stingy they are, and you're going to be upset with them. You have to have true emunah if you're in this business. Rav Rubenstein said that this story gives him a lot of chizuk. And whenever he was go fundraising, he would work on his bitachon to live up to the Yismach Moshe's requirements. That any money comes from Hashem himself. He used conduits, he used shluchim. But the bottom line is, if you don't believe that, you're just going to be upset at the people. You're going to be upset at them. The Panovich Rav, Zechariah Levracha, when he would go fundraising, my Zayda Zechariah Levracha of Chrysler also used to say the same thing. And if someone didn't want to give or rejected the cause, instead of saying and kvetching, oh, we didn't get anything, they would say, the person wasn't Zayche to be a Shutuf in Taira. Person wasn't Zayche. You have to have schusim. My Zayda used to say, called a Rashi in Sukkah, the Rashi says, a person has to have schusim, that Kaddish Baruch Hu brings him good places to give his money to. Sometimes my Zayda would say even stronger. And he would say, the person thinks that he's not giving to our yeshiva, or to our maesed, or to our tzedakah. He's making a mistake. It's not his choice. The Torah vilam nishvar ashutif. The Torah doesn't want him as a partner, and therefore that's causing him not to be able to give. Very strong, strong statement. But the bottom line is that this is for the people who fundraise, and also the donors, knowing that it's all from the Rabbeinu Shalom. All the money's from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The schus of the people to be able to give it to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The schus of who comes to your door is from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And when you're giving, you're following the Rabbeinu Shalom's dictates and what he wants to happen. And that is the understanding that the money that comes from people is the Rabbeinu Shalom sending it. And if a person understands that, say the person collecting, say the person giving, then they're on a level of bitachon. It's the fools, as the Chayvus HaLevavos points out, the foolish people who think they're the ones in charge, and the other foolish people who think that they'll honor those people, and they're mimachnif them, they'll flatter them, and that's how they get much more money from them. Those are the people who are truly foolish.